Hi, did you know that British and German soldiers held a Christmas truce during World War I? So they were playing games, singing songs, hanging out, probably drinking, getting drunk, and calling each other bro, yeah, talking about their kids and their wives, and they were like broing it out. And then afterwards, they went right back into killing each other. Isn't that crazy? How like one day you can just be friends with somebody like, oh, that's John. He showed me pictures of his kids. Well, I'm about to blast him in the face. So welcome to an episode of Never Mind the Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this first act, I've had him on the show before. He is called Alex Hellcat. He is from Germany. The song that he provided to me was called Waiting for the Blackout. So it gave me like a Latino vibe, and I really like that because it's different than, you know, what I've heard before. And I really, if there's one thing I love is, you know, Hispanic music, like Spanish music. It's just so much fun. It's lively. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Like, for one thing is, punk isn't just always angry. It shouldn't just be angry. You should take influences from other places and making it cool on your own. So that's what Alex did. So he released a music video for this, and it's really well done. I was really impressed with the video. I thought it was very, very well done. You know, because when I usually do music videos, it's always like, it. Besides from, you know, having somebody do it professionally, usually I'll just take my phone and do it, and that's not the way to do it. Sometimes you want, you know, your video to express the point that you're trying to make in the song, which he definitely did, and I really like this song. You guys should check it out. Follow his page. He's always posting cool stuff and videos. So this is Waiting for the Blackout by Alex Hellcat.
Solitary girl in a solitary world, and now her problems reoccur. Once again, her life is cursed, yeah. She doesn't understand why she can't pay for rent. She already has three jobs and no time to see her friends. She's talking to herself and says, I can't take this shit no more. She heads right down the goddamn block, next stop the liquor store. It's a catch 22. The future doesn't look so bright. A downward spiral is reflected in her eyes tonight. City's cold and hungry, ruthless without a doubt. The city's like a jungle that chews you up and spits you out. She's hiding in the darkest alley. Yeah, she's waiting for the blackout. Yeah, the daily grind determines her shattered mind. So the midnight sky turns into a blanket where she's fine, yeah. It didn't take her no second guess to realize where the hell she's at. Out on the street, she's sleeping in a bag on the cold concrete. Beside her is a cheap bottle of wine, now she didn't waste one drop. 6 months later, she's got a needle in her arm that she's all fucked up. Sad but true, but fact of the matter is, reclaim your freedom instead of living a life like this, yeah. Living a life like this, oh no, no. Living a life like this, nah. Living a life like this, hell no. This city's cold and hungry, ruthless without a doubt. This city's like a jungle that chews you up and spits you out. All of her dreams are swept away now as she's screaming. As she's screaming for the blackout. So now her days are numbered. No shelter, no escape. Yeah, she's stranded in the gutter and all of her dreams have washed away.
Thank you. So that was Waiting for the Blackout by Alex Hellcat and this next act band. I've had them on my show before, called Original Anger, and the song is called 619. So if anybody that watches wrestling and you watch WWE, you know the move that Rey Mysterio does. The luchador that's been fighting for such a long time. So he does the move before he pins his opponent, and it's called 619. So he takes his two legs and swing them over and bashes somebody in the face when they're at the ropes. And I love that move, and I love Rey Mysterio. I've actually met him, and I thought I'd be a lot taller than him. I was only a little bit taller, so I was kind of cool, but he was super nice. And I love this song because it kind of was like, yes, this got me hyped to watch wrestling again. So sorry for the noise, I'm outside and people are just animals. So this is 619 by Original Anger. That was 619 by Original Anger, and this next band, they're from Spain, España. They're called Servet, and the song is called La Deuda. It came from their album that just came out November 8th. They're a punk band, and I want to go to España, and I know they speak Castellano and all these different dialects, but I want to go over there and check out the scenes. I know there's an awesome punk scene there. I mean, there's some bands that are just killing it over there. Like, I want to visit over there, and I want to see the scene over there and check out shows too, because there's just so many cool things that are happening over there that we didn't even know about. And one of these bands is called Servet. So check it out. I mean, it's in Spanish, but you can understand, you know, that they're a punk band. So who cares? Sometimes even the best music comes from a language you don't fucking understand. And I understand it, so I feel pretty happy about that. But if you don't understand it, La Deuda means the debt. So this is Servet with La Deuda.
Con aire de un nuevo error, surgió un sesgo llamado amor. Cambió la visión del mundo de cómo soy. Y al no cederme el control en un punto exacto que pensé en decir adiós, mantuve ocasión de obviar semejante error.
Service Servant with La Delta, and this next band is from Tucson, Arizona. They're called Bleach Party. They're a surficidal punk rock band, and the song is called Justified Genocide. And there's a lot of that going around in the world. It's just crazy how people are unnecessarily killing others for no reason at all. Just add another number, and death toll rising. It's just like, I don't understand. Like, I think we're stupid. I think this, need to kill others for what? What do you gain out of it? Like, it's so stupid. And I like that they sent me the song that is definitely anti-genocide, because there isn't. I mean, it's just so many things that's going on in the world, and we don't even know the half of it. We only know what the media shows us, and I'm sure there's even worse than that going around. But this band is awesome. They have so many, if you go on their Bandcamp, they have like tons of stuff that's available they can listen to. They've been a band since 2016, so definitely check their stuff out. Follow the band. So this is Bleach Party with Justified Genocide. So that was Bleach Party with Justified Genocide. And last but not least is CIDB. And the song is called Ouida, and they're from Montreal, Canada. I love their style of punk. They're just fun. They're just lively, energetic. You can tell that once you, not only does it sound fast and energetic in their songs, their recordings, but I'm sure live you would get that vibe as well. They're a great band. Definitely check them out. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show, spreading the word, and also bands that send me their songs. So continue doing that. If you have any music you want me to play, send it to izzysmut@gmail.com, and I'll definitely play the song. Make sure it's a WAV or MP3 file, because some bands have been sending me some expired links, which I don't always have access to a computer half the time. Usually I'm on my phone. You know, I try to make time to, when I'm editing my show, try to do that, download everything, put it all together, but sometimes I don't always have the time to do that. But again, back to CIDB. What I like about them is that they did a tour. The Montreal scene is just straight up killing it, and they're a part of that. And it's just a great core bands that are over there, street punk, nature, and all that stuff. So I definitely highly suggest that you listen to them, because they also recorded at Pills Records too, which it's really cool that they do that. So basically the label does is they record bands live and then they release a tape or something afterwards, which is great. I think more people should do that, because then you get more music out there, and also live takes are cool. Like a lot of times you want the recordings to sound perfect, which is fine, whatever, but punk rock is live. When you're seeing a punk show, you're gonna hear the mistakes, you're gonna hear like when something is off tune, and sometimes you're gonna get that. It's not gonna always be perfect, and I love that. So I think that's great, and more people should do that. Record stuff live, even at shows. Record it. Who gives a shit? Even if it's like a video, who gives a fuck? So definitely check this band. Again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out the show. So this is CIDB with Ouida and Brought Out.
Drinking, fighting, smoking, swearing in the fucking air conditioner. Now there's a house party.
Through the front door, no scratching anymore. Thumbs up out the dead, and we hit the floor. Come break up the night, from left on the right. Come butchers and borders in the drum seven times. This is the night where we're pushing our luck. Fans keep on playing, and who gives a fuck? We're wasted nights on the way. This is our paycheck, work on display. And now, we're at it again, again and again.
Ready for destruction, yeah, we call our friends.
Is nothing with thoughts of a man living it up without no consequence. Living up this rodeo,
gonna smash the stereo.
Dropping drugs and lots of fun, fucking triple tickets in the 999, yeah. What do you call sex on the floor?
Right next to a broken down door.
We're going until we get any more.
Living it up for this night's got a store.
Away. This is a bullshit, work on the fucking display.